So let's talk quickly. I think most of the next one I think is a little bit self-explanatory, but and you've seen a lot of it already in the toothbrush. So we kind of design for X in general. We just talked about safety as being X. Well, that's a big topic. Right? You're thinking about product safety, as we said, generally we'll just make your product better in ways other than it being safe. Right? So when we talk about design for X, really we're talking about how can our design be improved with respect to X. Right? So you make this an explicit part of your process, explicit part of one of the iteration loops of your product. Okay, this time through our process, let's really think about manufacturing. This time through our iteration on the design idea, let's really think about assembly. Let's then really think about how we might be able to improve the recyclability of our product. Right. So the idea of all this is not to wait until down here to think about X, where X is whatever you're thinking about. Think about it from the very beginning. Right? And that falls naturally into what we talked about for the toothbrush. Right? You don't get to that toothbrush if you wait until you're thinking about how do I make it, to think about how to make it. Okay. There are formalized processes. We won't go into much detail on this. Actually, ended up being pretty famous work. Like I said, we'll go through this quickly. Basically, okay, you want to if you're thinking about design for assembly, let's say, you want to examine your product and the assembly process for your product with respect to all components of what it takes to assemble it, right? So how does the different components get stored, right? Right? How are the different components handled as the product's being assembled? How many fasteners did those toothbrushes have in them on Tuesday? Zero. Why is that? It all just snaps together. Okay? So I don't have to worry about storing or handling, picking up or moving little tiny screws that would fit inside an electric toothbrush if it just snaps together. Okay? So I've thought about design for assembly in that respect. I've thought about design for assembly when I can just snap the switch in place rather than trying to solder small things, right? I want to think about how can I orient parts that might be easier to assemble, right? How should they be joined? We just talked about that one. Are there any adjustments needed? Can we design this product in a way so that any adjustments might be facilitated by the assembly process itself? I'm going to skip a couple of these. Okay. So let's talk about designing for assembly a little bit. Okay. What's wrong with this really simple design? Has to be perfectly aligned, right? If this is going to be even a relatively tight fit, and I need something like that in my product, it has to be lined up exactly. Not just in translational, but actually the angle of it as well, right? So we could figure that out, and we could kind of feel what's happening there, and that, we wouldn't be so bad at that, probably. What about if I want to automate that insertion? How hard is that, do you think? That's really hard, right? So I could do, that's what chamfers do for us, right? Now I have a margin for error. Now I can get that thing close and the angle almost right and still going to straighten up and get into the hole for me. Right? So by just making a small change in my design, I dramatically improved our ability to automate that particular part of the process. You can do something similar when you're thinking about kind of alignment. Okay? So in this case, right, I have this particular pen with a slot on the back is trying to go into the hole in that plate. And the slot has to be aligned vertically for the next kind of assembly step, let's say. You could do that. Like you hold it in place and assemble it, pull in the next place while I'm holding the pen in place and do it. Right? What would be better? Yeah, so I could slot it, I could key it, I could make it a deep shaft instead. Right? And any of these orientations do a couple things for me. Right? They make it impossible for that slot to be the wrong orientation once it gets into the hole we have. Right? make it so as it'll stay in that orientation until I can get the next piece on. Right? And any of those could work, and depending, you know, whichever one you wanted to use, depending on what you're actually doing, right? Right. So those steps makes that also way easier to automate. Eventually. Okay. Okay, here's another simple example. I'm trying to set that solid down on this guy and maybe hit an exact position on this plate. How hard is that to do? That's very hard, right? To get to the exact position I might need for later process. So I could do maybe something like this, again, depending on what your design is, right? Where I have a slot on that plate that it can't go anywhere else except in that slot. And again, if you're thinking about what makes it easier for us to assemble things, that also makes it way easier to automate if I want to automate the assembly of that. Right. We can use features for orientation. Right? We can find this slot. I'll tell you guys now, that slot on a part, you know, of hand scale, let's say, is going to be really hard for a robotic system to find and orient some kind of assembly based around that slot. Right, the features are just not large enough. Okay. So what could I do to help it out or help a human that's assembling this part? Right? I could provide some other feature that might be easier to detect or feel if we're talking human assembly. Right? So I might have a pen that lets me know what side of that block the slot is on, or I could chamfer one edge if it doesn't affect other parts of the design. Right? That makes it more obvious and immediately obvious to the sensing system of my assembly process, hey, the slot's on this side. Right, this guy is symmetric all the way around. All I have the sense here is that. Right? Over here, I can look for this corner and all the slot together. Okay. So that's kind of one case where symmetry is largely working against you. Right? All you have, if you don't have the asymmetry in the part's kind of foundation, then I have to find this little tiny slot. Right? There are other places where symmetry can work in your favor. So I could take maybe these parts, again, depending on what you're doing, they come up with symmetrical versions of them. So now when I go from my parts bin to the actual assembly, I don't have to reorient and get it into the right place. Right. So I have three holes at top. Maybe one of these holes gets unused most of the time. But now I can assemble this maybe in any orientation that just works. Right. You're talking about automating that process, that eliminates a whole big bunch of problems. To be able to pick that up, sense what orientation it's in, reconfigure it in some way to the correct orientation, and set it down. We do tangling one, tangles. Excuse me. We can think about how things might come down an assembly line and try to minimize jamming on the corners. If you've been to the airport, you've seen something like that one. Okay. What you saw on your toothbrush is something like this, right? So we could have had fasteners holding all that stuff together. But basically, what you saw was kind of tabs and things everywhere. Right? So in each one of the cases above, I have to hold both parts in some way, then hold and actuate the fastener to assemble it. Right? And that's not so hard for us to do, or a robot to do. But this one step motion is way easier, right? And there are fewer parts, right? So it actually could be cheaper depending on what you're making it out of, right? In either of these cases. A similar case here, maybe if I don't need 360 degree rotation, I could have tabs on a rotational piece as well. Okay. You have to use fasteners. For our automated application, generally what you want to use are flat-sided fasteners. Because basically pneumatics and vacuum pickup are still used for the majority of placement of the small parts like that. So that's one place to go. If you're thinking about designing for automation. You might also, instead of using cables, which we saw your toothbrush avoided, right? You might have something like a slave-daughter card kind of configuration. So instead of having to place this flexible system into the right place, I can now just slap a card in place. Right. Or if I have cables and connectors I have to use along my assembly process, You might design somewhere else into your design or the fixturing in your manufacturing process where that plug gets stored every time until it's ready to actually be plugged into the product. So the robot then can repeat that action over and over again. It knows the exact location in both cases. Particularly if you're thinking about automation, this is one that really helps. Another one that really helps is trying to think about how you can limit the degrees of freedom necessary to make an operation. So if you have to make combined linear and rotational motion, smooth profiles that way, it's still kind of not so easy to do in a general case. I think you guys will learn a lot more about that in your final project. Okay? So the upper case, while not hard to do, is certainly a lot harder than being able to just push down on this and it snap into place. Right? That combined down and forward kind of sliding motion. Okay. So again, I know that's pretty quick, but I think a lot of it is a little bit obvious if you see it in the pictures. There are things that, whether I'm automating my assembly or not, right, will also can make your design better. So it's something you should think about. Right? And again, you want to think about this for most of what you're doing from the very beginning. Right? This is designed for X procedure, whether it be safety or assembly or automation. Right? Design for human factors is another big one. Right? Should be a part of your product from the beginning, not tacked on to the end. Okay. Questions about any of that? Okay. So we have a little bit of time left in here. You guys are welcome to hang out. You got Arlo stuff due tomorrow. You got your teams are here, ready to work if you want. If not, you're free to take off and finish off your Arlo for tomorrow.